We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
How are you today?
Oh, I am good today. How are you?
You know, I'm good. There's breath in my body and there's joy in my bones.
Ooh. Joyful bones, yes.
Joyful bones. Mm-hmm. Oh, we just passed spooky season.
Mm-hmm.
But my bones still feel joy and spookiness.
Oh, thank goodness.
What are you doing? Tell me about it.
What am I doing? I'm gonna see you soon.
Yes, baby, yes.
Finally gonna come to a show that you invited me to.
Yes. Well, this will have happened in the past.
That's true. And it was good. We had such a good time.
Boy, oh boy, we had a blast. We did several things that I cannot tell you about.
But we can like still talk about it as if it's happening because, I don't know, you'll probably still be doing shows by the time this comes out. So like, it's whatever. They don't need to know specific.
Nope. This is coming out November 1st and I have retired.
Completely.
Yes, I have retired. I know that's in the future for me. A month from now. Goodbye. No, you're right. I get to see you soon and I'm really excited about my friend.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, did you want your own hotel room or do you want to share a hotel room?
Get in my bed. Get in my bed or the bed next to me.
Lay in bed next to you.
Lay in bed with me or the bed directly next to me with a nightstand in the middle.
Okay, great. Yeah, I want to share the same room too.
Wow. This is funny because I was like, well, I wonder if Sashir will want to share a room or if she'll want her own room. I'll just let her decide.
Well, yeah, I had the same question because I was like, well, you're going to be performing and maybe you're super tired. Maybe you want the space in case a little booty hookup thing happens. I don't know.
You think I'm going to find someone in Wisconsin? Some cheddar man? Some cheese man?
Some cheddar man?
isn't cheese their big thing?
Yes, I think so. Is it because they make cheese? Do they have like a cheese factory there? Plant? What do they have?
I think all cheese is made in Wisconsin.
No, oh, wait, Vermont? There's no way all cheese is made in Wisconsin.
No, I think every single cheese is made in Wisconsin. Wait, am I making that up? Wait, Jordan has a thingy up.
Oh, okay. Wisconsin is the number one cheese producing state. Wow.
Whoa, I can't believe I knew that. I barely eat cheese.
That's really funny.
Oh my God, they make 2 billion pounds of cheese every year.
Whoa.
I'm not fucking a man with a stinky cheese dick.
I mean, I don't think like they're all sleeping in the cheese.
He's going to take his pants down. I'm like, ew, is that mozzarella or cheddar?
I'm too Gouda for this.
Usually I hate your puns, but that was funny.
Yes.
Wow, that got me good.
I'm so glad.
Also, if I find somebody, I'll go to his cheese house.
Yeah, but that's a risk. I mean, I guess it's like a risk having them come to your hotel as well. But what if, like,
if it's my time, it's my time.
Yeah,
I often say that, like, you know, when like Ubers are driving crazy, I've been in Ubers with people where they're like, just let me out here. And I'm like, we're not at the destination. If it's my time, it's my time.
But that's scary.
What? You're gonna run off the road? Like, nothing. No, very few bad things happen to people. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, for every amoeba eating virus somebody gets swimming in a lake, there's people who swim in lakes and nothing happened to them.
That's true.
You know, if it's your time, it's your time. Gonna get you.
Oh my goodness.
And that's why I think I'm gonna live forever, because I truly am like, ah, come get me. And
no one
I feel
will.
Like the universe is like, no, we're gonna leave you.
Yeah, she's too ready for it. We don't like this.
Yeah, she wants it too bad. There's we better no, just leave her alone.
There's no element of surprise here.
Like, I, you know that movie, It Follows?
Oh, yes. I don't think I saw it, but I do know it.
Yeah, the premise is just like this, like, scary monster thing is like following you, or like Smile, where this thing is following you. Mm-hmm. I really think demons would get tired of me. They'd be like, she's not going to run. She's just going to go to sleep and be like, can you go away?
She's just like living her daily life
while normal. I'm trying to haunt her. I feel like the most I would do is like scream and be like, ah, you scared me, demon. And then be like, oh, you're not going away. Well, better go to sleep. You can't hurt me when I'm sleeping.
Yeah. But doesn't like the boogeyman or something come in your dreams?
Yeah. And I think Freddy Krueger. But I feel like in that dream, I'd be like, better go back to sleep. I'll sleep in the dream.
You have a sleep inception?
Yeah, sleep inception. He'll get so confused and not understand if I'm awake or sleeping. Do you think you could, like, do you think you would survive a demon?
I don't. Or I don't know what I would do to try to survive it. I don't think I can also get scared easily in general. And I really hope that doesn't mean, like, I'm becoming my mom, because my mom. Mm. Is so, she's the biggest scaredy cat ever. If you touch her shoulder while you're looking at her, like while she's facing you, she will scream. And I don't want to become one of those people who's like terrified all the time, but I am finding myself jumping more. Like I'm just like being more jumpy in general, because I'm like, I hear a noise or feel something. I thought a roach or something was like in my bed, or like or something was crawling on me, and I turned the lights on and it was just hair. But still, could have been.
That is a little scary.
It's scary.
I was recording with Marcy for 90 Day Bay, and there's a big window in the room I was recording in, and there's a curtain over it, and the sunlight hit it, so it perfectly looked like the shape of a person.
Oh, God.
Like, trying to get in the door, and Marcy was like, oh, my God, that looks like a person. I turned around, I went, sure does. Well, if anything happens, call 911. And she was like, well, can you go check? And I was like, I mean, wouldn't that be exciting if, you know, someone came in and tried to take me?
Something
turns out
new.
It was just a shadow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. In the face of danger, I really calmed down.
Yeah.
There was a shooting at a show that I did, and I was.
Oh, yeah.
Have I ever told you about this?
I do remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Christy started crying, and I said something that I'm not going to repeat, but she was like, how are you so calm? And I was like, I don't know. And it never fazed me. And she talked about it during the show, and I didn't, because I was like, we're fine.
Anyway,
isn't that crazy? But also, how wild that I'm desensitized to that.
That's interesting. But that's good, because like in the face of an emergency, you'll be okay. Or like your energy will be okay. And probably, hopefully, calm the people around you too.
I hope so. You know who might be good in the face of an emergency? These two best friends that we're having on for
Ooh.
This episode of Besting Each Other.
Yes. Wow, what a segue.
Oh my God, can you believe how small that was?
That was so small.
Oh my God, so small.
We have Alicia Renee and Sarita Wesley on the show today. Alicia is an actress, TV personality, creator, and producer. You've seen her on Keenan, Criminal Minds, Detroiters, and Grand Crew.
And Sarita Wesley has an extensive background in entertainment and a successful career in podcasting. Most recently, she held the position of head of entertainment podcast for Sony Music.
Together, they have co-created, wrote, and executive produced the Audible scripted podcast, Unleash for Love. Check it out on Audible.
All right. Enough with the credits. Let's play best in each other.
We're going to start with Sarita.
Okay. Time for a segment we call How Well Do You Know Your Good Friend?
Also known as besting each other. Yes.
Okay.
First up, we have Sarita, and we're going to ask you questions about your friendship with Alicia. And if you don't answer correctly, you guys have to end your friendship. And that's just the rules of the show.
Yes.
I'm so sorry if you didn't see the fine
print. It's not good for business.
Yes. Your friendship and your business relationship has to dissolve by the end of the show. So sorry.
Yes. Okay.
Well, let's hope that you guys actually know each other. First question we're going to ask you is, how did you two meet?
Well, I guess Alicia and I met technically through friends of ours who work at BET. Alicia was scouted in like a new talent search. And my very good friend, Tanya, which I call Dizzy, was one of the people that kind of found her, I guess, if you will. She worked at BET and we lived together at the time. And then Alicia started being managed or managed by another friend of mine that went to college with me that lived very close to me. And then her current best friend, Jamila, is also my former roommate and was her publicist. So I would say that we met through BET, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very cool. You met through like a whole plethora of people.
Yeah.
It was just like,
yes.
What's that song? I heard it through the grapevine. Mm-hmm. It's like your friendship happened through the grapevine. Listen,
basically,
I'm not a singer, but we get the idea.
Yes, we met through a stream of beautiful Black folks.
That's good. And many people vouch for the other person, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, that's important.
It really is. I had no one vouch for us this year. I just had to hope she was good and nice and not terrible. And turns out, she not good. No, I'm kidding. She's the best.
Oh,
she's currently wearing a shirt from my bathing suit line. That's nice.
Yes,
I am.
I love that.
This is
very nice.
Sisters support his sisters. Sarita, what's your favorite memory of traveling with Alicia?
Oh, gosh. I would say maybe not traveling, but I'm going to say traveling literally, not figuratively, like maybe not like traveling the world. But I think Alicia drives insane. Mm. And my favorite memory is trying not to die on a 6-lane highway in L.A. Alicia drives like a bat out of hell. I love her to death. I love her to death. But that truck goes fast. And it does not. My favorite memory is probably me just holding on for dear life. And then also traveling with her to her different auditions. Mm-hmm. Just kind of sitting in the car while she went in, auditioned, and then came back out. Those are probably my favorite memories of like actually literally traveling. We actually haven't taken any real trips together. We should, though, but we haven't. We've spent some time. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's such a nice, I don't think I know any friends who would sit and wait for me while I go to an audition. Nicole, would you wait for me when I did an audition?
It depends. It's a very specific thing that would have to happen. We would have to be headed out of town.
Yes.
And it's like, we are leaving immediately after this audition. I would sit in the car and wait for you and we would zoom somewhere. But like, it's just a Tuesday and I have the whole world ahead of me. Probably not.
Yeah, I definitely would just sit in the car and play Candy Crush and listen to podcasts while she went in an audition. And then we'd go get tacos or do something like that.
That's very sweet. Nice.
Wait, so Sarah, would you wait for me at an audition?
I think it also have to be a situation where it's like we are going out of town or we have to travel together after the audition.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm waiting for you.
I love that you guys just are like, no, I'm not going to wait.
Yeah, it has to be
going on a trip.
A dire emergency.
I feel like we probably waited for each other in New York when we were like auditioning for commercials and we're at the same audition. And we're like, oh, I'll wait for you and then we'll go get lunch after. But if it's just like you have an audition and I have nothing to do with it, you won't see me there.
I mean, absolutely. I keep trying to invite you to come watch me do stand up in many different cities and you keep saying no, which is like, I don't know, maybe one of the meanest things that's happened to me this year.
But it's just like come see me perform for either one or two nights in a city that I don't need to be in. It's just come hang out.
No, I don't even want you to hang out. I just want you to hang out with me backstage at the show.
It's also different. It's also not like, let's go do stuff during the day. Just you sit backstage, which is not even the best way to watch the show. Just listen to me through the monitors.
Right.
Okay. Next question is, what is your favorite thing about Alicia?
Oh man, probably her country ways. I think Alicia is such a like endearing Southern belle, and I'm from Philly, so I'm like very Northeast, you know, centric, I guess, if you will. And Alicia is like truly, truly Southern. I mean, even the stuff she says is kind of like, you know, just, I mean, like, oh goodness, oh my God, like it's very Southern, like Blanche Devereaux style. That's probably my favorite part about her. It's just really dynamic. It's fun to be around. It's so different than like what I'm used to with all my other friends. I have like maybe one other friend from the South. So, you know, like it's, which I'm not, you know, I'm really open to people from the South. I love it. But, you know,
that's, it doesn't sound like you are. Just one sounds of like few. You are.
Yeah. It sounds like you're very closed off.
You only have one other friend.
I try to stay away. It's funny because they're both from like Louisiana. So maybe it's just Louisiana. Maybe I don't mess with no place else. Yeah. Listen, I'm 42. I'm setting my ways.
You're like someone who's like, I have one black friend, so I'm doing well. Before I ask the next question, you said that Alicia, her truck goes fast. What kind of car does she drive?
I believe it's a Jeep, like the Jeep brand. Like just Jeep. I don't know. It's not a Cherokee. It's like a Wrangler. I believe it's a Wrangler.
Oh, okay.
I'm not good with like car names, like car, you know,
no,
title.
That's fine. I was just like, is she driving a semi? Like,
that's even worse. She's driving terribly with a semi. That's dangerous.
16 wheeler killing through LA.
What do you think Alicia's favorite thing is about you?
Oh gosh, probably how goofy and probably how goofy I am and how aware I can be sometimes. Sometimes I'm just kind of here and I'm not really doing much else. Sometimes I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm here, like pretty chill, I guess. Like our personalities are very different. She's extremely outgoing. I'm a little less outgoing, but so I think, I hope she likes that about me, but I think that's what it is. If not, then it's just maybe my really awful laugh.
Oh no.
Awful?
Why
do you think it's awful?
How is it awful?
Oh, okay. You'll see when you're editing this. And it's like, literally, that's what it's like. It's not great on audio. Sorry if I hurt your ears.
No, I don't know. That sounds like a fun laugh.
It does sound like a fun laugh. Yeah. You want to know that people think that it's funny? Yeah.
That is true. Yeah. It's affirming.
All right. Switching gears a little bit. What is something that you do that drives Alicia crazy?
Oh, man. Probably not speak up enough. I feel like sometimes she's like has to pull all the weight, but yeah, like probably not speak up enough or probably be a little too lackadaisical about stuff. Again, like pretty chill, just kind of like here, trying to get things done and, you know, go about my business so I can lay in front of my couch and watch my shows. I mean, like, yeah, I think like that's kind of probably the biggest thing that annoys her about me. Or like when I have a lack of confidence or something like that, she gets pretty like, Goose, what is wrong with you? You know, she does all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. It's nice to have a friend be like, hey, you're wonderful. What the fuck's up?
Basically, yeah.
What is something that Alicia does that drives you crazy?
Talk too much. I mean, sometimes when we're in like meetings or something, you know, or like just anything, like sometimes she'll just be going on and on, but it doesn't drive me crazy. I like it. She's so entertaining. So honestly, it's like, that's probably the only thing that it's like, okay, that's like what it ends up being sometimes. But you know, she just is very full of spirit. So, you know.
You guys compliment each other. It's mm-hmm. a good balance.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been working so far. Mm-hmm. Can't complain.
A nice yin and yang.
Namaste. Okay. Which one of you would do better on the television show Survivor?
Probably me, because I think I would take a little bit more time to really think through a strategy. But I do move fast. So, and I am a little, I can be impatient, but I think it's me. I think Alicia would get distracted a little easier than I would. And I'd be like, no, this is it. We got to nail it in. And I like to make decisions. I don't like to ponder on it. Let's go. So I'm going to say me. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I'm going to say me.
Yeah.
So Shira and I finally watched an episode of Survivor. We've asked this question, I don't know,
for years.
20 times, 30 times, for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And we finally sat down and watched an episode. And I was like,
wait, you had never seen it?
Y'all no. Were asking. We had a loose idea of what anything. Survivor was.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And gotta say, pretty entertaining.
Yes.
Gotta also say, it would be a double elimination. They'd be like, get rid of both of them.
Yeah. Neither of them want to work or do anything.
Right. Well, actually, in all fairness, though, I have to say that Alicia is probably more... backwoods fluent than I am, if you will. Like I'm straight city, so, and I don't really do nature all like that. It's because it's like, you know, I just don't know. But yeah, so I maybe she would actually be okay, because I do know that there's a lot of, I think I was confusing Survivor with Amazing Race. So I think there's a lot of like stuff that she would break out that I'd be like, oh, okay. She's like, let's cook this turtle, you know, with this soup pan that I found I made out of rocks. I don't know. Like, she's like, you know, I feel like she might know how to do that stuff. I mean, she's like Lake Charles, Louisiana completely. So, and I don't know what Lake Charles is like. I assume it's like very lake focused.
Mm-hmm. So, lake forward.
I'm assuming there's like a lot more nature around there where, you know, there's not many lakes in Philly. So. Or any, honestly. There's none.
No. There's a river.
There is the Schuylkill River and the Delaware River. I would not recommend either of them, to be honest.
Huh?
No shade to Philly. Philly folks get mad.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone swim in any of those rivers, so I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Yeah.
last question. What do you hope you're both doing in 20 years?
Oh man, I hope that we are, this is going to sound super like woo woo sweet, but I hope that we are rich,
of
first
course.
And foremost, content and comfortable. I hope that we are comfortable with our lives, leading lives of comfort, a good balance of like leisure and work, you know? I hope that we can get our love lives together, because this is what like that show was all kind of sparked from, was us just really not being able to do anything when it comes to our love lives. And then, you know, just like overall comfort. I don't do happiness, because I feel like happiness is subjective, but comfort is not mistaken. So that's my main thing. Ooh. I hope we're comfortable. I hope we got some money to spend. And I hope we have a good balance of work and leisure. And that we still look good. I hope our skin's tight. I hope our butts look good. I hope our waists are small.
Okay. I like that. I like that. But to me, that is happiness. I think happiness is subjective, but like,
yeah,
all those things sound like a nice way to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. If I could have a good butt and a nice waist and some tight skin,
Yeah.
Everything else falls into place. I don't know.
I also really love the comfort part of it, because I feel like I actually just saw Instagram Reel, which is where I get my therapy from, that said, where this woman was talking about, like, think about how you want things in your life to make you feel, as opposed to like thinking like, if I have more money, I'll achieve blank, or like whatever. Like, it's less goal oriented, but it's more like, how do I feel? I want to surround myself with people who make me feel at ease, or like, I want to do activities that make me feel enriched or whatever. But I think like, I'd like that idea of like, yeah, I want to feel comfortable and like secure. And like, that's an important thing to have in the future. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like comfort is one of those things that is more permanent, and where happiness can kind of fluctuate so much, where comfort's like, it kind of balances and stays the same. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, I could be wrong about that as well. Again, I'm not a therapist. I also get my therapy from Instagram Reels. And,
don't we all?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now
we're gonna bring... It is cheap. It's free 99.
Yeah.
Truly. Now we're going to bring Alicia in, ask the same questions, and see how close you are to having the same answers. And again, if you're off, that's the end of the friendship.
All right.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
All right. This is the second part of besting each other, and we've got Alicia in the house today. And we're going to figure out if you're actually friends with Serena. And if you are not friends, you're going to have to not ever talk again.
Did she do us proud?
Yeah.
We don't know yet.
Okay.
We don't know.
We got to ask you the questions, and then.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Then
okay.
We'll know.
Duh. Yeah.
So the first question is, how did you two meet?
It's funny, actually. We met through my best girlfriend, Jamila. Jamila introduced us. Here's the thing. I have a trash-ass memory, so I don't remember, like, the exact circumstance with which we met, but it was definitely through Jamila. They went to school together, so it probably had some kind of function for Howard. Yeah.
Ooh, mm-hmm. For Howard University.
Mm-hmm. And then how did you know Jamila?
Jamila was actually my first publicist. Yeah. She was trying to leave Cats Media, a publicity company she was working for at the time. And I needed a publicist. I was fresh at BET, didn't have any money. So I needed someone who would take me on for like the Lolo. And she was like, I volunteer as tribute. So yeah.
Okay. Next question we have is, what is your favorite memory of traveling together?
You know what? The funny thing is we haven't gone anywhere like out of the country together yet, but I'd say a favorite memory that we probably both share is the various times she would come out here to LA. She would come to my house and we'd have dinners, we'd talk, we'd commiserate over, you know, her writing career not being where she wanted it to be, my acting career not being where it wanted to be. So I think like those intimate moments, are probably like my favorite. We created Unleash for Love at my house on one of her visits, you know, out here to LA. So you're so calm. You're making me calm. Like, is my energy too low?
No, your energy's great. Yeah.
You have a calm experience. It's like, lay my head on your shoulder. Just...
Well, we try to keep it rather even as to not tip our hats to what has been said prior. This is a very serious questionnaire where your friendship is dictated by the answers.
Cannot say.
We don't know.
Nicole, just for girl code old time's sake, give me a wink if it's we're going in the right direction. Damn, we're doing...
Can't wink, won't close an eye, simply won't do it. Ow, that hurt my eyes opening them too wide.
Your eyes have never been wider.
Are we trash ass friends? Is what I'm getting.
No, we don't know. But you just gotta be confident in these answers, and we will let you know at the end.
Yes.
Okay.
What is your favorite thing about your friend?
I would say that she literally never gives up on love. We actually fashioned a lot of our main characters' heart posture towards like love and romance around Sarita. So yeah, I'd say that she's hopeless for it. And I love that about her.
Do you have an example of a time where she was like hopelessly romantic or super dedicated to love?
She's kind of, that's the thing. I don't know if she shared this part. I don't want to. She's gotten further. I'll say it like this. She's gotten further along in relationships than I have, i.e. like engagements and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And recently she's coming out of a situation that we all thought would go the distance. And this is this was getting into this situation out of one that literally there was a date set, invite throughout all things. And when I was catching up with her this week, she dropped some news on my plate that I was like, bitch, that's what I'm talking about.
That's the energy that I'm talking about. And her ability to just still pursue it, welcome it, and maintain a heart posture that says that no, love will find me. She's extremely successful. She's a woman of a certain age that society will tell us we could just hang it up if you haven't like met that guy at that time, you know, with all the other things that you have. But my God, it always finds her. She actually, bitch, get it together. Nope.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Nope. No, let it flow.
Let it just out.
Like,
let
no,
it
just
out.
Like Toni Braxton said, let it flow.
Dating is really hard, you know, dating is really hard, especially in LA, especially if you have any proximity to the business. Like I'm from Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm a small town girl. I just happen to work in this business. And so you want something real, and real always seems to find her, regardless of how it shakes out. So, you know, sorry, I love that.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
It is really beautiful.
Sorry, so lame. Don't talk about me when I hang up.
No, being vulnerable is, I think, a really beautiful thing. And a lot of time, like Sashir and I did an interview where I was like sitting next to her and the interviewer asked, I don't know, a pretty basic question. I like welled up with tears and I was like, I just like her so much. So it's just like when you have love for somebody, it stirs emotions. And I think that's really nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, though. Sorry.
If you had to guess, what would you say Sarita's favorite thing is about you?
Oof. I think that even though I'm kind of like in this weird space right now with my higher power, I'd say my faith. Mm-hmm. There's been many times along this journey and just within our friendship / sisterhood that some way, somehow, even if I didn't have it, we had to conjure up some faith and some prayers to kind of like get through to see joy in the morning. So I'd probably say that, probably my faith.
That's great.
Yeah, I like that. just to go in a different direction, what is something that you do that drives Sarita crazy?
Probably my optimism. Probably that. I'd say that. Sometimes you don't want the joy. Sometimes you just kind of want to sit in it and you just want someone to commiserate with you. For me, it's such a slippery slope. So I try not to even engage in that. I'm trying to be better as far as reading the room and giving my friends what they need versus kind of what I want to give them, what I think they need. I haven't quite gotten that, you know, down, but probably, yeah. Sometimes she just wants an ear and some, yeah, bitch, I hate that too. You know, I'm going to try to work on that.
I'm one of those people who doesn't want to always look at the bright side. And especially if I'm in it, if I'm feeling it, I'm like, let me be angry or let me be sad or whatever.
Yeah.
And I have a friend who recently was like, started asking me, do you want to look on the bright side right now? Or do you want us to just like feel the feelings? And I can answer like, actually, I would like to hear the bright side. Or no, I don't need that right now. Let's just feel the feelings. And then we can look at the bright side maybe tomorrow or a different day. And
thank you for that.
Yeah, I feel like that was helpful for me. So if you're a person who, you know, is looking to be supportive, but you don't want to, like, I don't know, invade somebody's feelings with optimism, you can ask. You can be like, what do you want right now? How do you actually want me to respond? Do you want?
Thank you for that. Because I think the only thing I've gotten down is, okay, do you want me to talk or do you want advice or do you just want me to listen? Like that,
which is also
good, because I would kick into fix it mode. You know, there's a solution for everything, or we could always pray it away. But like you were saying, sometimes that's not what they need in that moment. And sometimes they don't even know what they need in that moment. Mm-hmm. But optimism ain't it. So thank you for that. I'm gonna try to implement that one. It may save a few friendships along the way. So thanks, boo.
Yes.
Wait, Sashir, am I too optimistic for you?
Certainly not. No, not at all. not even close. You are not that friend. No.
Wait, are you sure I'm not really like Miss Sunshine trying to cheer you on all the time? No, you're absolutely right. You'll be like, this sucks. And I'll be like, yeah, let's kill him.
Yeah. No, you're right down in the thick of it with me.
I got to get that together. People like that.
That's funny.
We'll need a third person to bring us out of it.
And then we'll be like, fuck you.
I'll volunteer and serve you. Okay. Is it my turn to ask a question? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Sorry. It's
okay. I think so. I don't know.
I think you're right. What is something that Sarita does that drives you crazy?
I hate the way this is going to sound. Sometimes Sarita can be a Debbie Downer, and I gotta like dig deep to pull her out of that little bubble.
Yeah.
God. Sorry, that's her nickname. Hey, girl, I'm happy today. So, I don't know where I'm gonna get it. Pull you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes you can be a Debbie Downer, honey. When it comes to love, she's optimistic. You know, like it's the craziest thing. When it comes to like. I think that's why we're both like so attached to and happy for Unleash for Love, like where it is, because we went through it just to get it here. It took us 7 years. And a lot of that was putting it down, walking away from it, crying. You know, she was in a previous job that she wasn't really happy about at that time, and just really wanting people to see her as the amazing writer that we all know her to be, and, you know, believe that she will continue to get better at. And, you know, I just wanted someone to give me a shot as an actor, you know, coming from the hosted space and taking me seriously in that capacity. And we just kept hitting walls after walls after wall. And some days I had the overflow to kind of like give to her. And then, but a lot of days I didn't. So that was really hard. She's gotten better, but yeah. Sometimes it's like, girl, help me help you.
Yeah. Wait, what is that from? Help me help you.
I think it's just like an old expression, you know, that we often say, like, help me help you. You know, I'm going down.
Yeah. I feel like I don't know if it from a, I don't know it from a particular thing. I feel like you would say that.
Yeah, I think, I think people just, at least that's where I got it from. It's just an expression I've heard 50 million times. And I'm like, you get it. Like, help me help you. Cause I'm drowning too. You know what I mean? Yeah. And there's only so much you can do when you, also need something that you're not getting, you know, that validation, that support, or that whatever, and you're trying to pour into your girlfriend who seems to be in a little more of a deficit than you. Like, you know, it's like, okay, but you got to help me now. Yeah. Got to help me.
I looked it up. It's from Jerry Maguire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he goes, help me help you. He's like pleading with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, interesting. Oh.
Whoa, that's
crazy.
Planted. Yeah, in there. Okay. Wow. It was the way I said it, right, that triggered something.
It really did. Yeah. And then there's another one from the Santa Claus. Anyway, I just really needed to know.
I'm really glad you got to the bottom of that.
Thank you. I just needed it. Okay, the next question is, which one of you would do better on the CBS television series Survivor?
Oh, me, girl. Three.
That was so fast.
It was very,
girl,
very fast.
Me, girl. Sarita, her capacity for foolishness like that is just like next to none. I would say me. If she said her, she is lying and the truth ain't in her. Let me tell you. She said she would, girl. Don't let that woman lie to you like that.
Do you think he would be better at the challenges or the social aspect? Because Sashir and I finally watched it, and it seems like you have to be, like, decent at the challenges, but just not annoying.
Fair. It really just depends on, like, how everyone else's temperament is. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty good with going with the flow. I have more of a poker face than Sarita. Sarita, can we curse on this podcast? Or
yes. Sorry, should I keep it clean? Fuck yeah.
Okay, if Sarita's not fucking with anybody in that room, you will know it, you know.
Yeah.
I can kind of like put a little, oh, hey girl, you know. You know, and I think I'll get in the dirt a little better than Sarita's a bit of a priss pot. I'll take this wig off and get to it, honey.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love that. Okay, last question is, what do you hope you're both doing 20 years from now?
Being loved, I would say probably being loved, healthier and more whole than we've ever been. Hopefully, seeing that love expressed in various ways, like family, friends, having achieved our goal professionally at the highest level. Happy, joy-filled, still showing up for one another in ways that feels good, you know, to us both. I want for us both just to be happy, healed, whole, and more importantly, like being loved the way, if not better than what we put out to everyone around us. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, Sarita and I both are givers, and, you know, that department has not been the best to us. But I believe that God has it for us and it will show. So that's what I'm hoping for. Yeah.
That is so beautiful.
That is nice. That's
such a... Oh, thank you.
Beautifully sweet answer.
Well,
okay. Yeah.
Now we'll see if your answers have lined up and if your friendship can be still a friendship. Listen, it's tough. It's tough. It's tough to come up with things.
If we live to fight another day.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Here we are at the thrilling conclusion.
Oh, God.
Oh boy.
Of our you friends. We asked, how did you two meet? And Sarita said, Alicia and I met through friends of ours at BET. My very good friend, Tanya/Dizzy, found Alicia and her friend Jamila, introduced us, and I went to school with her. Overall, we met through BET in a stream of beautiful black folks. Alicia said we met through Jamila. I have a trash memory, but they went to school together at Howard. She was also my first publicist.
Yes, that was very right.
So you know how you met. This is our to a good
start.
Did you
see how much more detailed hers was? This
was much more detailed, yes.
I'm like, girl, I got a trash memory, girl. She knows mm-hmm. it.
We asked, what is your favorite memory of traveling together? Sarita said, I'm going to say traveling literally. I think Alicia drives crazy. She's like a bat out of hell. That truck goes fast.
She goes,
I remember holding on.
I'm still here. You're not wrong. I'm still here. Glory to God. All right. Thank you, Jesus.
She said, I remember holding on for dear life, also traveling to different auditions where she would wait in the car playing Candy Crush and listening to podcasts while Alicia was in the audition. And then we get food afterwards. And they haven't taken any real trips together, but hopefully one day.
Yeah.
And then Alicia said, we haven't gone out of the country yet. I remember her coming to visit me in LA and talking about our mm-hmm. careers. And we created the show Unleash together when she came to visit me in LA at my spot.
And so, that was the same time that we were going, I went to your audition. That's happened a few times.
Yeah.
So technically, we were two bits.
Yeah, technically, we're like,
technically, if you think about it.
we would always travel to go get food if I wasn't cooking. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't drive that bad, though. Knock it off.
We asked, what's your favorite thing about your friends? Sarita said, probably her country ways. I think Alicia's an endearing Southern belle. She is just truly Southern, like Blanche DeVoe style. It's so different from what I'm used to with my other friends. But I do have two friends from the South, and they're both from Louisiana. Alicia says, I would say she never gives up on love. We posture our characters around Sarita, and she never gives up on love. She's gotten further along in relationships, and she's come out of a relationship that we thought would go the distance. And even out of that, she still opened up her heart to love in spite of it. Love always finds her, and love is really hard to find. And real love always seems to find her.
Oh, Alicia, that's so sweet. Technically, that's also right, because Southern Belles also are very into love.
And you like, can't naturally... be bending these answers like that. No, you can't be.
No.
You're like, what I meant was.
I mean, what if Blanche Devereaux always had love?
She did. She did.
So fair. I'm just saying.
Okay. We asked, what is your friend's favorite thing about you? Sarita said, how goofy I am, or how unaware I can be. I'm just kind of chill. I'm just like, I'm here. We are very different. She's very outgoing, and I'm a little bit more introverted, and maybe my awful laugh. Oh, there it is. And then Alicia said, even though I'm in a weird space with my maker, I would say my faith. In many situations, we had to conjure up some faith to get through it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Still not the same answer, but.
Well.
But good answers.
Good answers all around, but not the same.
Well, but it's true. She's not wrong.
Was that what I thought about? That was what I thought about her, right? And what we thought about each other?
What your friend's favorite thing is about you.
Your favorite thing about me and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would say that's true, though. Alicia, you're right. That is true. So I think that should also count. I'm just putting it out there. Alicia's faith has brought us through a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we asked, what is something you do that drives your friend crazy? Sarita said, not speaking up enough. Sometimes I feel like she feels like she has to pull all the weight, or being lackadaisical about stuff, or when I lack confidence. Alicia said, probably my optimism. Sometimes you don't want the joy and you just want to sit in it. It's such a slippery slope for me, so I try not to engage in it. Sometimes she just wants an ear, and I'm trying to find the balance for all of my friends.
Okay.
Not a lot. I do like your answer. I didn't know how like deep they wanted to go, so I didn't like say that. That's fair, but that is very fair, Goose. I mean, Sarita, that's very fair. That's very fair.
It's okay. Just call me Goose. It's fine.
Okay.
It's cute.
I'm trying to be all professional. I'm like, okay.
Where is Goose from? What's that?
So my best guy friend, Keenan, for some reason, thinks I look like a mongoose. And so he started calling me Goose, and then everybody in that household with Dizzy and Jamila started calling me Goose, and Alicia was there, and then she just started calling me Goose. And so everybody that was basically around in those Brooklyn times on Tompkins Avenue back in like shit, the early 2000s calls me Goose.
But you have to give it content. I didn't know until years later that mongoose was like, I'm like, you have to get context. You know, I was like, no, I have nicknames for all of my friends. Like from the South, like we look at that like as a form of like intimacy. Yeah. And it wasn't until probably working on this project, right?
You told me, like,
where did that even come from? Because we were trying to think about nicknames for our characters. And then that's when I got the story. And I was like, my God, I've been calling you that all these years.
But it's fine. I mean, look, at this point, it is endearing. I mean, I guess I kind of do look like a mongoose. I mean, I'm going to have to do a side-by-side.
What?
Someday,
wait, I got to Google a picture of a mongoose now.
They are cute. And I am looking at one. And
I think it's like my nose. And like, I don't know, maybe like right in the the crux of my face, like the focal point.
It is also such a like specific animal. Like the Wikipedia page has like three sentences because people are like, never thought about a mongoose, saw one time. That's about
it. If I saw this out in the wild, I wouldn't know what to call it. I'd be like,
me either.
Badger? I don't know. A lemur?
Big squirrel?
Big squirrel. Yeah,
truly. That's a really big squirrel.
Big old squirrel.
That's another nickname I like. Big squirrel. That's
big squirrel. I like big squirrel. That whole thing, put like, that in our pockets. Right. Big squirrel.
Yeah, big squirrel.
That sounds like a rapper. Right,
welcome to the stage, big squirrel. Where my little squirrels at?
Yeah, big squirrel definitely owes some folks money for sure.
Yes.
Or collecting the money, better yet.
Word.
Love.
Wait, is it my turn or your turn, Sashir?
I think my turn.
I think so too.
Yeah.
We asked, what is something your friend does that drives you crazy? And Sarita said, she talks too much. Sometimes it means... Sometimes in meetings, when we're talking, she's so entertaining. It doesn't bother me too much, but she is very full of spirit. And Alicia said, sometimes Sarita can be a Debbie Downer and I have to dig deep to pull her out of it. When it's love, she's optimistic. And that's why we're happy for Unleashed for Love, because it took us 7 years to get here and we kept hitting these walls. But with other things, other than love, she gets a little bit down.
So I think that counts as a point too, but here's why. Because technically she said sometimes she can just keep going. And then I'm like, so that's technically right. Right.
I love your ability to spin. You're really good at this.
Yeah, very good at spinning.
I'm gonna say concur. Yeah. I concur.
We asked, which of you would do better on Survivor?
Now this
Sarita
the one.
Said probably me, because I would take more time to think of the strategy.
Wait, listen to the follow-up.
But I do move fast and I'm not patient. I think Alicia would be too distracted and I would make decisions quickly. In all fairness, Alicia is more backwoods fluent than me, and I don't do nature like that. Maybe she would do better that way. I'm a city girl, so I'd struggle a bit. And then Alicia said, me girl, Sarita would give up. Her capacity for that is next to none. If she said she would, she's lying. And the truth ain't in her. It depends. I have more of a poker face than Sarita, and I can get the dirt a little better than Sarita. I can take this wig off and get into it, honey.
Am I lying?
She's not wrong. She's not wrong. If it was a shootout, I would be fine. But if it's a shooter, no.
Oh my God, not a shootout.
Girl does not want it with any big squirrel.
No.
Okay. She is not here for it.
Oh God.
That's and funny. Lastly, we ask, what do you hope you're both doing 20 years from now? I'm going to read Alicia's first and then Sarita's. So Alicia said, being loved. I would say being loved, healthier and more whole than we have ever seen. Seeing that love expressed in various ways. Having us achieve our goals at the highest level. I want us to be happy, healed, whole, and being loved even better than we put out. Word. And then Sarita said, I hope we're rich.
Yeah, the money needs my money back. Yeah, bitch, I second that motion. Yeah.
I hope we're rich, content, and comfortable. Comfortable with our lives, balance of work, and I hope our love lives will be together, and overall, we are comfortable with that, and I hope we look good. I hope our skin is tight, I hope our waists are small, and I hope we have great butts.
15.
Yeah.
You got that answer right.
That's right. Love, right. That's right.
Everything.
Rich in love. Rich in love. That's it. Come on.
Rich and love. Yes.
I feel like you guys did line up on a lot of stuff. So we're going to say you are friends. You are still friends. You can continue your friendship and your working relationship.
Continue. It's okay. We approve.
Yay. Thank you guys. That means a lot to
me. So happy about that, for sure.
Yes. We will continue on with your blessings.
Right. Okay, I'm going to need something in writing, though. If you guys can write that down, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Sure. We'll send it via DocuSign.
Yeah. Paperwork.
I think this is one of our most, like, vulnerable quizzes that we've done. Like, aww, you guys had just sweet, raw answers. And, like, I can't wait to listen to your show because I can't wait to hear the perspectives you have on love and how you write them.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited about it. Go check it out. Unleash for Love on Audible.
Right now. It's available right now.
Yeah. And read all the reviews from my mother where she changed her name every time.
I love that. That would be adorable.
That would be so cute.
My mom.
Me and my country cousins, we did the same. Don't even worry about it. Same.
I love it.
You'll see Dwight, Dwayne, David, Daniel, all of them.
The D's.
Oh, thank you, guys. This means a lot to us. But yeah, that's exactly why we did Unleash for Love. Like, all this sisterhood, you know, that you guys display on your show, what we've been able to do today on today's episode, it means a lot to us. And we really hope that, you know, the listeners can find themselves in these characters. And that's it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you both.
Wow. We didn't do any questions today, which is usually how we wrap up our podcast, with queries, quandaries, and questions. The three Qs. But we didn't do that today. But if you would like to have one of the three Qs answered at a later date, you can email us at NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or call, text, leave a voice memo at 424-645-7003.
And if one of your quandaries is where can you get merch, you can go to podswag.com/bestfriends.
And if one of your queries is, I gotta start reading more, we have transcripts of our new episodes. You can check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
And if one of your quandaries is, how can you support us? You can rate, review, and subscribe.
Yes. Quick now. See you next week. I don't know. I was trying to think of another cue.
Quietly.
Question everything. Bye.
Bye.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.